5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Burt Show.
One of us is being blackmailed and has a warning for all Burt Show listeners. Abby, are you being blackmailed?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
Mo, are you being blackmailed?
I mean, I am a blackmail, but I am not.
That took me too long to register. I was like, what?
That was well played.
I think we just got blackmailed.
We all just got blackmailed.
Cassie, you're getting blackmailed?
I am. And I want this to serve as a heads up and a warning to all of our virtual listening fam. So I received a pretty scary email and I had to talk to my husband about it, who reassured me that it's actually a scam, but I didn't realize it reading this. And I'm sitting here combing through my head about what this person could possibly be blackmailing me over. So I get an email with an attachment with my full name in it. And it's like, I know that calling, and it inserts my full phone number, or visiting, it inserts my street address, like my actual home address.
Wait, so you opened the attachment?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why. That was really, really dumb of me. I think it's because it's from an actual person at Gmail. Like, it's not like a string of numbers at whatever. So it's a Gmail address that mailed it to me. So I'm like, well, what is this? And it had my name and my phone number and my address in the body of the email. So that made me think, okay, it's from a Gmail. It's got all that info. This might be something having to do with the insurance. Like, we're working with a lot of different adjusters. So I'm like, I don't know who this is. Normally, I would never click a link or an attachment, but I was dumb. And it's like CassandraYoung.pdf is what its name. So I'm like, oh, this is so customized. It must be from like one of our insurance adjusters or something like that. So I open it and I start reading. And it's like, it's important you pay attention to this message right now because we're about to discuss a deal. And I'm like, what the hell is this person talking about? And I read on and it's like, you've been treading on thin ice with your browsing habits, and I installed a bug on this, like these websites, but very generic. And I'm like, what is it talking about? But they're like, if you don't Venmo or like send me this amount of Bitcoin to this address, I'm going to release the records to everyone, which I'm like, go ahead. What records? Oh, no. You know, I'm not doing anything wrong.
How to decorate my car for trunk or treat.
Yeah.
Just thirst traps of the dad from Bluey.
Yeah. Or like me watching firefighters on TikTok, you know, but I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, did I click on something? Like, did I at some point accidentally click on something bad that I shouldn't have? And I'm racking my brain and I'm freaking out at this point because I'm telling like my husband, I'm like, I don't know what this is, but what if I did? Like, what if something bad happened and I didn't realize it?
You are smarter than that.
Well, yes, but also no, because I'm smart, but I can also be really dumb sometimes. Like, just because I know facts doesn't mean I have street sense. And so I'm like, what if I did something and I didn't realize I did it, and now this is good. This is the last thing I need. And of course, we've had a year of bad luck. So in my head, I'm like, this is just another thing on the plate. But it's very, and they sent another email too. And they're like, you can't tell anyone. You cannot bring in the police. Like, do not forward this email. We will know. all the things. And that's when I started to be like, okay, this sounds like straight out of a Tom Cruise movie. If you share this, we will find you. But it's scary because at the end of them, sometimes they'll be like, beautiful neighborhood, by the way. And they include like a screenshot of your house from like Google Street View.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh my God. But we did a search, and this is a pretty standardized scam where they just sub in your own records for it, right? So it's all public record. Mm-hmm. You can find it through like the sites that Tommy uses. And I thought I had removed my information. So I guess I still got one out there. I got to yank it off. But it freaked me out. So the thing is, if I do consider myself a fairly intelligent person with a critical eye who was sadly trained in phishing scams, mm-hmm. right? And we'll always look out for that stuff and catch the really convincing phishing scams. I'm like, this is a phishing scam. But this one, because it had so much personalized information and everything going on in my life, I was like, it could be a roofing contractor. It could be anybody. And it freaked me out. And I think anyone, if somebody's like, I know what you did, you're immediately going to be like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. But in the back of your head, you're like, mm-hmm. but did I do something? Uh-huh. Like, what have I done? So I'm just sharing this with everyone because I want you guys to know it's a scam and you can report it officially to like the state and the FBI, but don't fall for it. But it's scary when you get something like this, especially when they start sending you photos of your house.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, they have your phone number, they have your address, which I mean, nowadays, all that stuff is it's public record, right? So, man, I just can't help but sit here and wonder if they just would have channeled the energy into something else rather than like writing this email, searching down this information and sending it to you. Like the people who do scams like this, I really want to sit them down and be like, where did it go wrong?
Yeah. Mm.
That you feel the need to take advantage of people, and especially like the scams after the elderly. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's a special place in hell for those people.
Yeah. And the way they write the emails too, it's not, they never make an actual threat, but they're like, I don't make mistakes. Like, it's threatening language. And so you get scared. And the thing is, I'm like, first of all, I don't even know how to buy Bitcoin. So y'all are barking up the wrong tree. Secondly, I got to buy a new roof. I ain't got no money. Have you seen my house? It looks like perfect for Halloween horror season right now. Okay. It looks so abandoned. The pizza guy thought he was going to get robbed by delivering a pizza to it.
The Burt Show.